This week's question comes from Edward Hoopy of Haywood County.
Hi, NPR. I have a question. Why does the second COVID vaccine have more side effects than the first?
Good question. To find an answer, we check back in with Dr. David Wall, an infectious disease specialist and researcher at the University of North Carolina.
So anyone who's taken the shingles shot will tell you it is no walk in the park, especially the second shot. So you take the shingles shot and you don't feel good for a day or longer. Same sort of thing here. You know, the first shot is just introducing your body to the spiky protein and saying, here's a spiky protein. I want you to see this. Because if you ever see it again, I want you to make a reaction. And the second time you get the shot, it's giving you the spiky protein again. But this time, you've already been trained. Your body, your cells have already been trained to recognize this. So it's going to make a response that's much more exuberant, much more rigorous and vigorous than the first time when your body had never seen it before. So it's not too surprising that the second shot provokes more of a reaction because you have more of your cells that were primed and ready making antibodies against it. And those antibodies and other processes can make chemicals that make you feel kind of sick in your body, your own chemicals, signals from cells that say, hey, I think I'm a little sick, circle the wagons. But that goes away after a few hours or a day. So I think it's a good sign that the vaccines are doing what they need to do, that some people are getting more reactions after the second shot. And again, it indicates why a second shot's probably a good idea.
Do you have a COVID question you'd like answered? Record a voice memo and send it to voices@bpr.org or use the Talk to Us feature on the free BPR mobile app. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.